Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Go ahead and be seated. I'm going to share something with you just briefly. I think, I haven't shared this before. I mean, I planned on it, and you know, whenever the Lord released it, and I felt like he did this morning. You know, a while back, I never really understood fear before. People would tell me that they were in fear or that they had panic attacks. And I would just be like, oh, okay, you know, let me pray for you and I feel bad for you. But I had no idea what that was like. None. And I did not understand it. Because I would think, well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, then why is it affecting you? Right? That was my inside thoughts. I didn't say that to people because I'm nicer than that. But on the inside, I would be like, well, that doesn't even make sense. They would tell me their fear and I'd be like, that doesn't even make sense. There's no way that would ever happen. It's just, that's ridiculous. But the fear was real to them, but I would encourage them, listen, if the fear is real to you, it's real to God and God will help you. Amen. But I had sympathy for him, but I didn't have empathy because I didn't understand it. But then several months ago, it was during a high stress part season. You know, sometimes people think we only work on Sundays. That's not true. And it was just through just a real high stress time. And I hadn't been sleeping very much. And just a lot of things were going on. A lot of stress in people's life. People that I loved and cared about were going through just such difficult times. And the enemy was coming. And he was just saying, you know, if you were a better pastor, this wouldn't happen. If you would have taught them better. You know, he always lies. Those are lies. But anyway, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, just intense fear hit me. It hit me so strong that it about knocked me off my feet. And I shared with Scott, I was like, man, this is the most bizarre thing. I'm like, my mind is telling me this makes no sense. There's no way what my fear was going to happen. It didn't make sense. I would tell myself that. I'm like, Peggy, get a grip. That is never going to happen. You are fearful of something that is ridiculous, but the feeling was still there. And when people say that fear paralyzes, and I've taught that because fear will paralyze you, but I'd never experienced it until then. And I knew the word, and I would speak the word. But I tell you, it was as if fear was surrounding me. And it was in a way, because there is, not to freak you out, but you must be aware of reality. There is a spirit of fear. And it will try to come on you. It can't get in you because the Holy Ghost lives there.
Yes.
And he has a no vacancy sign on you. Amen. There's a no vacancy sign on me. There's no room. He can't come in me. But he will try to come upon me. And that's oppression. He will try to come upon me. And that's what happened. That fear tried to, it did. It didn't try. It did. It came upon me. And I want to encourage you in here today. If that ever happens to you, don't think you're the only one. Because it's happened to a lot of us. But know that Jesus is the answer. You're the anchor will hold.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Just like we just sang it. The anchor will hold you. When that fear is trying to pull you out and away and down and under the covers, that anchor will hold you.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, I just want to encourage you because I prayed and I stood. It lasted for about 3 days. My husband told me, he said, you need to get some sleep. He said, you haven't slept. You've been dealing with all of this. And see, when we have high stress things happen and we're not rested like we should be, it opens the door because we're not as on as we normally are. And you know what? We've all been through that. We've had so much going on. And so that's why Mark got that word, because I know there are people here. You are stressed about what's going on in Puerto Rico, your family, you haven't heard from them. You are stressed about finances because of the storm and it costs money and everything. You're stressed about those high stress things. They affect us physically. And then because it affects us physically, it could potentially affect us spiritually. The enemy's always looking for an open door, and he looks and he waits for us to get a little weak, to get tired, and then he pounces. But thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the ability to pray in the Spirit. Amen. Thank God for good teaching that reminds us that, you know what, these are feelings. And I would tell myself that. I would say, these are feelings, and I am not moved by feelings, although these feelings are pretty strong. I am not moved by these. I am moved by the word. And I would speak, and I'd say, spirit of fear, you must leave in the name of Jesus. You cannot operate here. You cannot be here. You cannot speak to me. Don't speak to me in the name of Jesus. And you know, after just a few days, one day it just, boom. It's like it never happened. Like it never happened. The anchor held. Amen? Because the enemy, he had every lie in the book, he was telling me. Because when fear is operating, lies are flowing. Because fear operates on lies. Even though my mind was saying, that doesn't even make sense, that will never happen. Those lies, they were just, it was like sharks circling in the water. The lies were coming and saying, you can't pastor like this. Look at you. You can't pastor like this. You're not going to make it. You're going to have to go into therapy. You're going to have to go, you know, told me all these things I was going to have to do, none of which happened. Hallelujah. Amen. But those lies come. And I want to encourage you, whatever the enemy's telling you, if anything brings fear to you, it's a lie. Because God, when God brings truth to us, even though it might be a hard truth, I call it, when God brings it, he also brings encouragement that you're going to make it. Amen. Amen? And so I know there's some people in here today, and you're like me. You've been in church a long time. You're a faith person. You love the Lord. You read the word. Nobody would ever think that you'd ever dealt with fear. But, you know, I want to be honest with you to say, listen, it happens. Because the enemy will use any weapon that will work. And what do we, you know what I did? I just began to speak the word, just like I do all the time. But I like push it into overdrive. I would just speak the word. I would speak the word day and night, just like every few hours, I would just stop. I made a determination, whatever I have planned, I will still do, because fear will not dictate my steps. If I got to crawl there, I will be there. If I need somebody to help me get there, I will be there, because fear will never make my plans. Amen? So I encourage you, don't go it alone. I didn't go it alone. I called my friends. I called my friend Cindy Duvall. I said, listen, I'm going through a hard time, and I need prayer. You need to have people you know. Don't just talk about prayer, but pray. Man, if every person that said they prayed for me actually prayed for me, I would have already won the lottery, probably. Amen. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't win the lottery. But, you know, because a lot of times we say that. We say, oh, yeah, I'm praying. I'm praying. And that's actually my message today. I'm going to give it to you in about 5 minutes. You ready? You know, we've been posting on Facebook, on praying, you know, and we've been saying, you know, because we see so much disaster and catastrophe all around us, and people are really hurting, and then our nation is just, you know, seems to be, you know, just when you think you've heard it all, you hear something else, and you're just like, man, what the heck, right? What the heck? And then, you know, we're all still here. The rapture didn't happen on the 23rd, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. The world did not end as was prophesied. Just remember, no matter how important somebody is who says something, if it doesn't line up with the word, it doesn't line up with the word. Amen. No matter how popular they are, no matter how many TV shows they have, no matter how much money they have, if what they say doesn't line with the word, then it doesn't line with the word. Amen. Just end of story. So we're all still here. But you know, the thing is that prayer changes things. But thinking about something and praying about something are two completely different things. Completely different. I can sit and think about, wow, I feel really bad for the people in Puerto Rico. That's really terrible. What's happening to them? Man, that's awful. And we can watch the news and our hearts can go out to them and we can feel for them and we can feel sorry and we can have sympathy and empathy for them and we can want to help and we can want to bring something. But none of that is prayer. None of that is prayer. When our family life is messed up or our marriage is messed up or our kids are messed up or whatever, worrying about it and wondering what's going to happen and trying to figure it out is not prayer. It's not prayer. Prayer in its simplest definition is communication with God. Not communication about God. But communication to God. Prayer is talking to God. It's spending time with God. I'll never forget one day I was in my office at home and I just had all kind of stuff going on. Just, you know, I mean, I love you. I love the people of my church. I love my sheep. When my sheep are hurting, it's tough. And so many things were going on. I remember sitting in my office and I was just sitting there. I was just sitting in my chair, just sitting there. I'll never forget this. I was just sitting there. And I had all these things going through my mind. And I wasn't talking or anything. I was just thinking about everything going on. And the Holy Ghost rose up on the inside of me and said, "This isn't doing any good. The enemy loves when your mouth is closed. The enemy loves for you to just sit and think." And so many people try to make it seem like that's something super spiritual to sit and think. Listen, anybody can sit and think. Anybody can. People sit and think about a lot of things and don't get anywhere. And so I was sitting there just thinking about it. And the Holy Ghost just on the inside, you just have a knowing. It comes from here. You know, it wasn't an audible voice. It was just from here, from my spirit, man. This is where your spirit man is. And my spirit man just rose up on the inside of me. And it was the Holy Ghost speaking to me. And he said, "The enemy loves when your mouth is closed. Because prayer is communicating with God. Amen. Prayer is talking with God. Prayer should be mostly out loud." Amen. Should be mostly out loud. And the reason why is because it helps you keep your mind out of it. Helps you. We communicate with God spirit to spirit. God's a spirit and we're a spirit. And so as I was sitting there, I was like, man, that's so true. And so now I catch myself just sitting and thinking about people and their situation and what's going on. And I remember the words of the Holy Ghost. "This isn't doing any good. Thinking about people, it's great that you think about me, but I'd much rather you pray for me." Yes. Amen. It's great that we're thinking about what's going on, but you know what? There's power in praying about what's going on. Amen. And so in the book of James, we're doing our series on James. And again, I want to give you this message just real brief. All the way in the last chapter, James chapter 5, it says the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man makes much power available. And so we need power, and it's not our power, it's the power of God. When you think about prayer, it makes the power of God available. One of the things as a believer that you must learn, and it's a sign of maturity as a believer, is when you learn this truth. Just because something is God's will doesn't mean it automatically happens. Do you get that? Just because something is God's will doesn't mean it automatically happens. God moves through the faith of people. And our faith is released through our prayer. When you follow Jesus, you see that out of all the things that Jesus did, he turned water into wine. He walked on the water. He fed 5,000 with one lunch. Out of all those things that he did, yet it was one thing his disciples asked him to teach them. They didn't say, "Lord, teach us how to walk on water. Lord, teach us how to turn water into wine. Lord, teach us how to feed people with one lunch." No, they asked him one thing. They said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Out of everything that Jesus did, they were so moved by his prayer that they wanted to learn how to do it. Isn't that good? I think those disciples understood that all those other things happened as a result of the prayer. And they witnessed something in Jesus that was so intimate and so powerful and something like nothing they had ever seen before. They witnessed it in him and they wanted it. It was prayer. It was relationship with God the Father. The Bible, all through the Gospels, when you see Jesus, you see that the Bible says that he often got away from the crowd to do what?
Pray.
To pray. At one point, the disciples are looking for him everywhere. They can't find him when they find him. And they're like, "We've been looking for you." This is a different story. Not when his parents were looking for him, but when the disciples were looking for him, they were like, "Where have you been? We've been looking for you." He said, "I'm in prayer. I'm in prayer." And so when the disciples tell you, say, and a lot of times whenever you talk about prayer, there's kind of like everybody immediately feels guilty. You immediately feel guilty. It's like when, I heard somebody say this, I thought it was so funny. They said, when you talk to believers about prayer, it's like when the dentist asks you if you floss.
Hello.
You're going to lie and say you did, but it's obvious that you haven't.
Hello.
Right? And that way they're like, "Oh yeah, I flossed. You know, I just started last week because I knew I was coming here, but yeah," right? Because there's a sense of guilt because none of us do it as often as we probably should. None of us do, right? But the thing is that wherever you're at with prayer, you can get somewhere else starting today. Amen? Don't feel guilty. This is a guilt-free zone. At the cross is a guilt-free zone. Amen? You don't need to feel guilty at the cross. That's what the blood is for. It's for your guilt. But whenever we talk about prayer, we immediately feel like we're less than, we're not worthy, we're not good at it, or whatever. We don't have to be fancy with our prayer. We just have to be authentic with it. Amen? Prayer is just talking to God. That's what it is. And we can read through the word and we can learn from those who prayed. We learned Nehemiah was a prayer person. Elijah was a prayer person. David was, all of them, Moses, David, all of them. But we're jumping over in the New Testament. And when the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," he said, "Do it something like this." He didn't say do it exactly. He didn't say just do this prayer. But he said, "Here's a framework for your prayer." And what he started with is what we need to start with. He started with what? "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He said, listen, where you start is reminding yourself of who God is. Amen? Remind yourself of who God is and where he is. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That right there is a great prayer. Just we could stop there. Because you know what? God's will is to heal, to help, to restore, to save, to rescue. God's will is good. And so when we ask for God's will on this earth, we're covering a whole lot of stuff. Amen? But let's remind ourselves. So when you go to pray, because you're going to pray more now, right? And we don't have to light candles or get on a mountaintop or anything like that. We just got to say, Lord, it's me. It's me. I'm here to talk. I'm here to be with you. I recognize that you are holy, that you are the King of Kings, that you are the great I am, that there is none like you. I know what Hebrews 11:6 says, that he who comes to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Lord, I know who you are. I trust that you hear me, because your word tells me that you hear me and you answer. And so, Father, I'm here. I'm here to ask you to help the people in Puerto Rico, to bring the resources that they need, to keep disease far from them, to bring peace to their hearts, to comfort them in their time of trouble. Lord, I'm here on their behalf, and I ask you to help them. Listen, that right there does more than thinking about it ever will. Amen. And I pray in the name of Jesus. I don't come to you based on what I've done, based on who I am. I come to the throne of grace based on who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. I don't have to earn my way here. I don't have to be good to get here. I just need to come here knowing who you are and believing your word is true. And when I do that, it's called the prayer of faith. Isn't that good? That's so good. Don't make things complicated. That's what people do. God makes things easy. He said, come, come. Let's quit just thinking about stuff and let's pray about stuff. Amen? You know, I love to be around people of prayer. I often tell that's how I learned to pray. I learned to pray because just like the disciples needed to learn to pray, we need to learn to pray. We want to pray according to the word. We want to pray according to faith. We don't want to just come and say, you know, Lord, do what you can. No, we want to come and we want to pray the word. And so it's always good to have things that help you. And some things that will help you are Prayers That Avail Much book. Those are the best books ever. You just flip to what you need and somebody will help you pray. Just like Jesus helped the disciples pray, there are people of faith that can help you pray. We can read in the epistles where Paul writes. He writes several prayers. The book of Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, those are filled with prayers that Paul wrote. I can pray those prayers. I can pray them. One of the best things you can do for yourself is find the Ephesian prayers in, guess where? The book of Ephesians. Find those prayers and pray them over yourself. Pray them over your spouse. Pray them over people you love. They're for believers. Those prayers are for believers. Pray them, though. It says, I cease not to give thanks for you. What are these praying? He's praying for someone. And we can use those prayers and we can pray for people. Amen? Get around people who pray. Not people who just talk about praying. Not people who use big fancy words and they sound completely different when they pray. Get around people who are authentic and they pray. Amen? And learn from them. It will change your life. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man. You know who's righteous? You are. Jesus made us righteous. Jesus made us righteous. It's not based on you, it's based on him. The effectual, that means we pray according to the word. Fervent, that means we're sincere and we're pressing in And we're not just, you know, when I have the kids sometimes and they pray for dinner, and this is a bear witness with you. I had the kids and we were praying over lunch and they say their prayer really, really fast. And I'm like, no. You are talking to God. You're talking to God. And when we pray over our food, it's not something we do out of habit or to get it done. We pray over our food because we're asking God to remove sickness from it. We're asking God to sanctify it. Amen? This is serious. And so it's not some bloop, you know, see how fast we can do it. No. We're talking to God. And so I'll stop them. Let's go back. Let's try again. You don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to God that way. Amen? These are just, let's be honoring of prayer. Amen? Let's be honoring of prayer. And so when I talk to God, effectual and fervent means I mean it. I'm not just like, okay, Lord, done. No, I'm talking to God. It's fervent. The Bible says it makes much power available. Our world needs the power of God. And it's going to happen through you and through me. That's the only way. It's going to happen through us. It's going to happen through us. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we come boldly before the throne of grace. It's not a throne of merit. It means I didn't have to win anything to get here. I'm here because of what you have done, Jesus. And I come boldly because I know that my Father loves me. He loves me so much that he gave his Son Jesus to die on the cross for me. The Bible says if God gave his Son, what else would he withhold from you? So Lord, I come boldly here today. And I pray for each one of us. And I ask you, Lord, to stir within us a hunger for times of prayer. Stir within us a hunger to spend time with you. Remind us of how important it is. Lord, I ask you when the busyness of life and all the crazy begins, that you would just speak to us in that still small voice and remind us that our prayers are needed. Oh, I just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for stirring in us a hunger to pray. Help us learn from one another how to pray. And let us always remember that your word promises that you hear us and you answer. You are faithful, Lord. I'm so thankful I have a good, good Father who hears me, who loves me, who answers me. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm thankful that no matter how big or small something is, if it matters to me, it matters to you because you love me so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you to help us. Remind us of the power of prayer. Remind us of the need for prayer. Remind us it's our responsibility to pray. Oh, help us, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, so I'll say amen. Amen. Oh, isn't God so good? How many going to pray a little more? Let's pray a little more. Here's my, you know, we keep this down here. You know, I'm here a lot when nobody else is here and I pray and the guys pray in the morning at 9:00. You're welcome to come and pray. But it's just a prayers that avail much. I've had one of these for probably 30 years. Somebody gave me one because I didn't know what I was doing when it came to prayer. I didn't know. And I would get confused and, you know, and I have people come to me, they're like, Do I pray to Jesus? Do I pray to God? Listen, we pray to the Father. This is very basic, quick. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That means when I come, like if the throne of God was right in front of me, when I come, Hebrews says, come boldly before the throne of grace and make your petitions known, right? So when I come boldly before the throne of grace, because I'm coming in the name of Jesus, when God looks, you know who he sees? Jesus. Jesus. Because Christ in me, amen? Christ is in me. And so when I come, sometimes we don't pray because we feel guilty. Sometimes we don't pray because we've done wrong. Sometimes we don't pray because we don't think we're worthy. But you are, because Christ is in you. And so when I come boldly, I come to the Father in the name of Jesus. And that's how we pray. Amen? And so I have one of these books. We have them. I always make sure we got some out there. Hopefully there's some there now that I'm saying that. If not, guess who has them? Amazon. They got everything. You can get one on there. Then we also have lots of prayer sheets on our Facebook, on our website. We have confession sheets, and those are prayers. And I just encourage you, don't stay where you're at in prayer, because if you stay where you're at in prayer, you're going to stay where you're at in life. And if you want some things to change, if you want to keep that spirit of fear away and off, you got to fill up with the Spirit of God. Amen? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to receive our supernatural tithes and offering. Who's ready for that? Yeah. Woohoo!